Welcome to the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast, powered by Jetro. Each week, we bring extremely valuable accounting and tax tips specific to small business owners. You will be on your way to growing your business and putting more money in your pockets. Here's your host.
Hello, small business owners, and welcome back to another episode. Today's topic is on banking, and then we're also going to talk about a PPP program update that we talked about in the last episode that's finally got passed by both the Senate, the House, and the President. Now, before we get into that, this episode is brought to you by Jetro, a digital accounting firm servicing business owners around the country, helping them relieve stress around financials and save thousands in taxes. I am your host and founder of Jetro, Mike Jezoshek. I get this question a lot, and we had this question come into the Facebook group by a gal named Melanie, but I get this question a lot. Mike, what bank do you recommend? Should I use a big bank? Should I use a small bank? Should I use a local bank? Should I use a national bank? And a lot of times, you know, there is no perfect answer. And so this episode is not going to be telling you which bank to choose or which bank to go with, but it's talking about the different kind of options that you have, what you get out of a big bank versus what you get out of a small bank, what you don't get out of a big bank, but you do get out of a small bank. And so I just want to talk you guys through that to help make this decision for you. And when I'm thinking about banking and which bank I'm going to go with, it's going to be different for every person. Some person, all they care about is easy access, a great app, easy way to deposit funds, a great online banking. They don't need any kind of loans. They don't even want to have a relationship. They don't want to have a banker that they can go to. They're just looking for easy. A person like that might prefer a big bank. They typically have more robust online banking. It's usually easy to access. You can go anywhere around the country and find a Chase or a Wells Fargo or a Bank of America. So they're easy to access and typically have pretty robust online banking. Other people might say, well, I'm going to have loans with the bank. I want to know my personal banker because I want to trust them. I want to be able to call them up and get the same person every time. A great example is PPP funding. If you were a small fish trying to get some PPP funds, you probably didn't get any through the big banks, Chase, Bank of America, Wells Fargo. It was very difficult to. Where if you went to a local small bank, there's a very high chance that you got your funding very quickly compared to the big banks. And that's due to those relationships. So if you're kind of that person that says, yeah, I want to have a good relationship with my banker. And so for that reason, I want to go to a small bank potentially, because I know I can have my own personal banker. I know they're probably going to be there till the day my, 10, 20 years, who knows. And I know I can trust them. I can call them up. I can stop in their branch. Or we might have a relationship with them if I need to get funding for my business. It's very easy to work with them for that funding. And so that type of person might lean towards a small local bank for that situation. Now, again, there's no right or wrong answer. It's just based on preference. I think another thing that you should look at is fees. Typically, to have a checking account that you deposit money into, take money out, maybe write a check, there really should not be fees in a checking account. So if your bank is charging you a fee, and if it's a significant fee, you should really be checking around, shopping other places. I have seen big banks and small banks charge no fees. I've seen some banks charge fees. And so that's where you just maybe got to shop around. But there's going to be big banks that maybe charge fees. There's going to be small banks that charge fees. There's going to be big banks that don't charge fees. There's going to be small banks that don't charge fees. So just make sure you're getting into it. If you're looking for certain features, that's going to help make this decision important. Some of the local banks, you might find a checking account with an interest rate on it, assuming you hit certain thresholds. You probably won't find that in a big bank, but a local bank you might. So think about what you're looking for out of a bank. If it's just to put money into, take money out, and you need easy access to it, look for an online banking platform that is really robust and easy to use. There's small banks that have good online banking. I'm just telling you that generally bigger banks have that technology a little bit more built out. And one other thing I want to talk about banking is it was probably the end of 2019, where we had Yosef West on one of our podcast episodes, and the episode was Business Banking Reimagined. And basically, this is a fintech company. This is a software piece that's built out that is reimagining the way you do business banking. So this might be what you're looking for. He was on the podcast. We introduced kind of what his idea was around the new way to do banking and talk through it. And we are actually also, we do banking with, my company personally, we work with big banks, but we also have account with Relay, and that's the company that Yosef owns. It's called Relay Financial. So relayfi.com. But that's kind of a new change of everything. They have no branches. They have no personal bankers. Everything is online. Now, the cool thing about that, their backend system is very robust. Very cool. You can do anything you want on their backend system, and it makes things very easy. So if you're a tech person that doesn't want to talk to anybody but wants all the tech features, you know, maybe you look at one of these digital banks, one of these online banks. And so again, it's going to be different for everybody. Look at what your needs are, put them on a piece of paper saying, here's what I'm expecting out of a bank. If you're going to be loaning money, you're going to need business loans. You're going to want to look at this a little bit more seriously, because you're going to look at where you're going to need those funding from, and how you're going to get that funding. And is a small bank going to fund to you, or is it going to be maybe potentially easier to fund with a small bank? Sometimes big banks are hard for small businesses to fund. Sometimes they're easier. So think about what you're looking for out of a bank and take that into consideration when you're looking. So just wanted to do an episode on this. We get asked a lot, do I go to a big bank? Do I go to a small bank? And now this kind of new digital bank, do I go to a digital bank? Lots of good questions. Kind of look at the features you're looking for, as well as pricing. I'm a big believer that business banking should be very, very cheap, if anything. So if you're spending a lot of money on business banking costs, definitely check out different options. Now, with that being said, if you're someone that's doing wires and ACHs and a lot of it, that could be making up those costs, and you're going to have that likely wherever you go. But there's definitely different costs depending on which bank you go with. So keep that in mind when you're looking at business banking. The other thing I wanted to talk about today was, last week we talked about this PPP program, that changes to the PPP program that were passed by the House and waiting Senate approval. The Senate did approve the bill and the president signed it. So this is all into law now. So what changed regarding the Paycheck Protection Program? The amount of the loan that needed to be spent on payroll went from 75% to 60%. So that's item number one. Amount of the loan that needs to be spent on payroll went from 75% to 60%. Item number two, the amount of time to spend the funds went from 8 weeks to 24 weeks, or the end of 2020, whichever is sooner. So again, item number two, amount of time to spend the funds went from 8 weeks to 24 weeks, or the end of 2020. Item number three, it pushes back. You remember we had this deadline where you had to rehire workers, and that was June 30th. This bill pushed that back to December 31st. So it pushes back the June 30 deadline to rehire workers from June 30 to December 31st. And then the fourth piece, the repayment term of the unforgiven amount gets moved from 2 years to 5 years. So if you have part of the loan that's not forgiven, it doesn't have to be repaid back. Instead of having to be repaid back in 2 years, it moves to 5 years. So those are some of the changes, very similar to what I mentioned last week. It just wasn't finalized then, so just wanted to put this out there now that it has been finalized. House and Senate and President all signed it into law. And again, number one, loan amount that needs to be spent on payroll goes from 75% payroll only to 60%. Amount of time to spend the funds goes from 8 weeks to 24 weeks or the end of the year. Pushes back the June 30 deadline to rehire workers to December 31st. And the repayment term of the unforgiven amount moves from 2 years to 5 years. Again, last week I mentioned an online website that would kind of help walk you through this forgiveness application that's been released. They are likely going to need to update some things now with these new changes that went through. But I just wanted to mention this website again. I had a couple people ask. It's ppp.bank. So be sure to check that out, especially when you're getting to the point of applying for forgiveness. This might be a good solution to help you get that application process completed a lot easier. I haven't actually walked through the software yet, but there's a lot of talk about it. Again, the link to that, or where to find that, is ppp.bank. So just go on a website browser, ppp.bank. And again, funding is still available for the PPP loan. So if you have not yet applied, you still have the opportunity to do so. But again, I would jump on that sooner rather than later. Last thing regarding the PPP. Last week, a user in our Facebook group named Steve asked if additional funding was going to be available. So someone already received PPP funds, could they request more in addition to the initial PPP funds they received? At this time, that is not available. You can only get the initial PPP funding. There's no additional amount that you can apply for. Now, I'm not saying that's going to stay that way. There could be something down the road where they allocate additional funds for more PPP funding. I don't foresee that happening, but it's potential. So right now, you get one PPP loan. If you applied for the loan, you get that initial amount, whatever it is. There's not the opportunity to apply for additional amounts to be added to that PPP loan. So thanks, Steve, for asking that question. That's all I have for today. If you guys have questions, ask them in the Facebook group. Shoot me an email. I want to continue to bring these into the episodes because that's what we're here for. We're here to answer your questions as a small business owner. So be sure to let us know where we can help out there. Thanks, everyone, for listening to another episode. I will see you guys next week. Now, one last thing before I go. Don't forget to check out our podcast website at www.jetrotax.com. Simply click resources and then podcast, where you can go there and check out our past episodes. Also, don't forget to join our free bookkeeping training program and free Facebook group. I've provided links to both of these in the show notes below.
This has been another episode of the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast from the team at Jetro. If you enjoy our weekly episodes, please leave a review on whatever platform you listen to us on and share with other business owners. If you have any questions or future topics you want to hear, email them to tax@jetrotax.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day.